40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually before the World Trade Center was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. Welcome to day 600. Donald Trump began the 17th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks by tweeting a defense of himself in the Russia investigation and attacking the FBI. In a string of tweets that appeared to quote from a segment on Fox News, Trump blamed FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page for employing a media leak strategy to undermine his administration. He then blamed the FBI and Justice Department for doing nothing about it, writing nothing in all caps. Almost 2 hours later, Trump tweeted, 17 years since September 11th. Trump actually has a history of comments about 9/11. For instance, in 2015, in November, he claimed without evidence that thousands and thousands of Muslims in New Jersey had celebrated the news of the attacks. He also bragged that one of his buildings was now the tallest in downtown Manhattan just hours after the World Trade Center collapsed.
Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually before the World Trade Center was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest.
And today he pumped both fists after deplaning Air Force One in Pennsylvania, where he paid tribute to the victims of the crashed Flight 93. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is planning to make it easier for energy companies to release methane into the atmosphere. The New York Times says the EPA plans to weaken an Obama-era regulation that requires companies to monitor and repair methane leaks, while the Interior Department wants to repeal a restriction on international venting and burning of methane by drilling operations. Methane is among the most potent greenhouse gases and is roughly 25 times more effective than carbon dioxide when it comes to trapping heat in the atmosphere. And finally, Trump said his administration is totally prepared for Hurricane Florence, which he described as tremendously big and tremendously wet, with tremendous amounts of water. Trump also called the federal government's response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico a year ago incredibly successful and called it one of the best jobs that's ever been done.
The job that FEMA and law enforcement and everybody did working along with the governor in Puerto Rico, I think, was tremendous. I think that Puerto Rico was an incredible, unsung success.
Nearly 3,000 people in Puerto Rico died as a result of Hurricane Maria. Meanwhile, the general who oversaw the military response to Hurricane Maria said, quote, "I will not bet any money that we are prepared," end quote. And in the polls, CNN says 36% approve of the way Trump is handling his job, down from 42% in August. Trump's approval rating with independents went from 47% last month to 31% this month. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Officials consider Russia to be the main suspect behind the mysterious attacks on U.S. personnel in Cuba and China. 2. Trump canceled a planned trip to Ireland in November due to scheduling reasons. 3. The Trump administration is considering sanctions against senior Chinese officials and companies over Beijing's detention of hundreds of thousands of Muslims in large internment camps. 4. Two political action committees based in Maine raised over $1 million for Senator Susan Collins' non-existent opponent if she votes to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. And 5. The Trump administration is expected to close the Palestinian Liberation Organization's office in Washington. Senior Palestinian officials strongly condemned the decision and described it as a reckless escalation. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.